Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. The word hope is one of the important virtues that really the scriptures, I believe, invite us to contemplate together. But connected with it is maybe a certain kind of picture or a perspective that also the scriptures offer us. That really the gospel in the first reading might entice us to think about how we envision holiness, knowing that God calls us to be his holy people, even to know that as we're baptized, we're called into the pathway of holiness as children and disciples of Jesus Christ. And the lives of saints, we know, are people who have revealed great traits and examples of holiness. Their experiences not only fascinate us, some of them are heroic, reveal incredible bravery, even like martyrs. But the holy ones also act in a different way. And they have also responded to God in a very unique way as well. Now, I'll give you one example or illustration of concept of holiness. It's by a young man who wrote this in his prayer journal. It says, "I want to thank you, Lord God, as we began another day, for being close to me so far is a blessing. With your help, I haven't been impatient or got upset. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't cursed, been grumpy, judgmental, or envious or jealous of anyone. But I will be getting out of bed in the next minute, and I hope you know that I really need your help." So we can think about this concept of reality that is our life. And yet faith is this element that connects because of God and our relationship with him and Jesus Christ. But to envision and to embrace holiness means that we also have to be receptive, and sometimes we have to undergo certain tests. Now, the first reading today gives us an example, really, of maybe two ways that can either help us or prohibit us from growing in holiness. And so the prophet Jeremiah reminds us, he says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings," excuse me, "and who seeks his strength in his own flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord." And then he says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord." And if we listen to that concept of being cursed, it means that one is cursed because one relies solely on maybe oneself, one's abilities or powers, and one really turns away from God because there's a sense of maybe selfishness or maybe ego. And yet the one who is blessed and who desires holiness is one who really turns to the Lord, who has a focus and saying, "What is God's will?" And then whose hope is in the Lord. Now this gives us a context to think about being blessed and cursed when we hear also the gospel today of Luke offering us his version of the Beatitudes. And at the beginning he offers four or five blessed opportunities, and then he offers woes, which is kind of like being cursed. But again, both would remind us of this invitation of God to not only turn to him, but to know of how we can become blessed and holy. But it's in a totally different way. We might say that as Jesus began to announce this teaching about the kingdom, that his passage sometimes would almost want to make us stop in our tracks and say, "What?" And maybe even that he would challenge listeners to reconsider everything that they thought and knew about what it means to be blessed, or what it means to be a disciple. It just doesn't say, "Come follow me," but Jesus always invites us into the pathway of even more. Opportunities for grace, chances to learn what it means to imitate Christ as priest and servant, as the Holy One of God. Jesus, in the Beatitudes also, we might say, articulated this teaching in ways that would invite us to have a perspective of God's kingdom that really turns our own personal expectations upside down and makes us look at life differently. It's a spiritual perspective that is different than the world. And really, Jesus would say that If you give up what you thought you knew about this world, it helps you prepare for living and seeking the next world, which is God's kingdom, eternal life, eternal joy. But he didn't say it was easy. When we think about the Beatitudes, blessed are those who are poor, blessed are those who are now hungry, blessed are those who are now weeping or grieving, that those are not pleasant experiences. They really are examples of people undergoing suffering or alienation, hardship, that they have a piece of the cross in their life. At least for me, I don't wake up every morning and say, Lord, I want to suffer. But we would sometimes wake up in the morning and say, thank you, God, and help me live and grow as a disciple. And thus the Beatitudes remind us that through this process of struggle and embracing the challenges that come before us, it also means that we are willing to turn to God. Because when we embrace Beatitudes, which is known as a blessing and something that makes us happy, it also means that maybe at times we have to become not only receptive but vulnerable so that the power of Christ may be with us and transform us and help us become holy and virtuous. The more I prayed and reflected on the Beatitudes, it also kind of turned to the virtue of hope for me. That the Beatitudes also remind us that sooner or later, even though we might experience and know pain or suffering or poverty or whatever it is, that hope is the virtue that connects us and helps us say, remember and keep your mind also on the future, because that's where the goodness of God will be revealed. And so hope is kind of like, I call it the hinge between faith and love. We think of a door that, you know, you wouldn't have a door open if it didn't have a hinge. The hinge is necessary for action, for something to come in, to close, to go out. But to think of that hinge that is so essential, it connects and it has a purpose. And hope as a virtue, I believe, and even Pope Francis would say as he called us to reflect more deeply on being pilgrims of hope this year, that he wants us to think about what is set before us, which is God's kingdom, and to never lose sight of that gift, because it means that we strive and we long for something that is still not yet part of our lives, but it's something that is good, something that can lead us to grace or virtue, and most of all, something that can bring meaning and joy into our lives. And thus we're called to pray and to look beyond today and to look up and be more blessed than we realize because we seek hope. May God help us and may he also bless us when we're in moments of trial where we too can say, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed am I that I too can hope in the Lord and know his strength and his aid.